Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play around at Trump Tui. See how it goes. It's Star 102. Philip and Abigail of Cleveland. Oh, we know you guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Is today the day you're going to Trump Tui?
Yes.
Oh, yes. All right.
You got this.
Ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Philip and Abigail.
All right. Producer Stevie's staying in with me. She's keeping track of the score. Jen is exiting the studio. Obviously, she does not participate at this part of the game. We will ask you five questions. You answer them to the best of your ability within the allotted time. Obviously, there's a timer involved. Once you are done, we'll play a quick song. Bring Jen back in, ask the same five questions. Stevie keeping track of the score. We're going to see what happens. We begin with question number one. We begin with millions of people will be showing their love with roses this Valentine's Day. 2 days away, but it's going to cost them. This is unbelievable. The national average for a dozen roses, $90.50.
Where are people buying these roses at?
Where? $90 for roses? All I need you to do is name any other flower that is not a rose.
Lilies.
Question number two. Who's paying $90 for them roses?
That's crazy. I've seen them at the park for like $20.
The play is up front at a nice Trader Joe's.
That's the plug.
That is the play.
Flowers.
Right when you walk in, people elbowing left and right. Yeah.
Pick so many options, good prices. You can make a nice bouquet.
$90. Got to be long stem. I don't know. Question number two. Cleveland Guardians are launching a new streaming service that lets you watch around 150 games without blackouts. The service is now available with an annual plan of $99 and a monthly plan of $19.99. This Cleveland Guardians outfielder just got married to his longtime girlfriend just days ago.
No clue.
Okay, that's right. Here's the timer. There we go. Question number three. Fans of The Handmaid's Tale will be happy to learn that production on the sixth and final season of the series is now complete. Now, on the show Handmaid's Tale, the Marthas are the domestic servants who take care of the house and wear what color?
Pink.
Let's go with question number four. YouTube is now viewed on more televisions than on mobile devices for the first time ever. U.S. viewers watch more than 1 billion hours counting both TV and mobile of YouTube content. Now, this year, YouTube will be celebrating its blank anniversary. It's either its 20th anniversary or its 25th anniversary.
We'll say 20.
Let's go with 20. Okay. Question number five. A Cedar Point spokesman has mentioned that Top Thrill 2 should be ready to open on opening day.
Doesn't sound promising.
Which is May 3rd. They're still working on it is the part
that's
that
scary.
Kind of struck my ear.
So if you went on it already, should you not have been on it?
I think it must have been fine at the time. It certainly passed all the permits and everything else that it needed to, and then something else is going on. I do not know enough to speak on it, but that would be amazing to get it fixed and people can ride it because a lot of people love that ride. The state will inspect it for license it for riders, obviously. So which roller coaster was the first to surpass 200 feet in height?
Magnum.
All right, let's go with Magnum for the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did next on Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Philip and Abigail, they did their job. They're of Cleveland. They answered five questions a minute ago. How did they do?
Philip and Abigail got three.
You got three.
Good job, guys.
Oh, man. That's not a good reaction. I thought you'd be happy with three. Yay. You got three. Abigail, that was a lit. She just.
Yay. Cool.
Okay,
yeah,
three.
That's good.
That's good. That is good.
Right, we're going to go.
Same five questions we asked him just a minute ago. We begin with question number one, and millions of people are going to be showing their love with. What was that look for, Stevie? With roses this Valentine's Day, but it's going to cost them. It finds the national average price for a dozen roses, $90.50.
What?
Where are people buying these roses?
Don't do that. Nobody needs roses that bad. Nobody.
What rose factory are you purchasing this from that is $90 for a dozen roses?
They die in a week.
Yeah, no, that's not worth it.
We just need you to name any other flower that's not a rose.
Peony.
Wow.
What? Excuse me?
That's my favorite flower, peony.
Nate, question number two. The Cleveland Guardians are launching a new streaming service that lets you watch around 150 games without blackouts. The service is now available with an annual plan of $99, a monthly plan of $19.99. This Cleveland Guardians outfielder just got married to his longtime girlfriend just days ago.
That's right. He sure did.
Saw that.
And we were very excited for Brad Peterson for that marriage.
Brad Peterson. Outfield or infield?
Outfield.
Stephen Kwan. It was Stephen Kwan. Longtime girlfriend. Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
You know him right there,
I'm
right?
Clearly the only one that
I
knows
do,
that.
As my child has his jersey.
But tell him the
What's
news.
What's the jersey number? Question number three. Fans of The Handmaid's Tale will be happy to learn that production on the sixth and final season of the series is now complete.
Oh, good. I am happy to learn that.
On the show, the Marthas are the domestic servants who take care of the house and wear which color?
Oh, it's like a gray, like a dingy brownish gray. I don't know what color
You're
gonna
that is. You're going to be very mad.
Brown? Is it brown or is it gray?
According to their website, it's officially a dull green. It's a green.
Is it a green?
Yeah. I would have given you green, but they call it a dull green.
Oh, I would call it.
But it is Miz, right? Like it's a kind of Miz just like plain. I understand why the gray came in. Once again, that's according
to
the website.
Very dull.
Question number four. YouTube is now viewed on more televisions than on mobile devices for the first time ever. U.S. viewers watch more than 1 billion hours, counting both TV and mobile, of YouTube content. This year, YouTube is celebrating its blank anniversary. It's either its 20th or its 25th.
It's 25th. 20th.
Dang, Jen.
Sorry, Stevie.
Not doing too hot today.
No, it's not my day.
Question number five. A Cedar Point spokesperson has said that Top Thrill 2 should be ready to open on opening day, May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Which Cedar Point roller coaster was the first to surpass 200 feet in height?
That was Magnum.
It was Magnum!
Oh, there we go.
Nice job. What are the totals? I have not even paid attention at all.
Philip and Abigail, 3. Jen, 2.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. You guys did it. You trumped me.
See, right,
today was your day.
And you were all Miz that you got 3 correct.
I know.
They were all 3. Tell you, that's why you play the game.
That's right.
Nice job. Congratulations. You're going to get the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
We're Philip and Abigail from Cleveland, and we trump Tui on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play around at Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, specifically Keith in North Olmsted. Hey, Keith, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Yes, we are doing great. We're going to see if you can make a back-to-back wins or back-to-back losses. We'll find out. Either way, it doesn't matter. So ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
Leaving the room. Good luck, Keith.
There you go. Producer Stevie's staying with me in the studio. We'll ask you five questions as Jen's in the hallway. Then when you're done answering those five questions, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back down the hallway, ask her the same five questions, and we'll see what happens. Good luck to you, Keith. And here is question number one. Cedar Point. There's a Cedar Point spokesperson that said that Top Thrill 2 should be ready by opening day, May 3rd. The manufacturer is currently finishing modification to the ride's vehicles. Our question to you is simple. Would you ride Top Thrill 2, yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Well, if there's a media day, we need to grab Keith from North Olmsted. Would you ride it, Stevie?
No.
You would not ride it. There's no way. Jen would probably pass out on the ride. Like, she would not do that. So there we go. All right. Question number two. I'm all talk. I don't know if I'd ride it either.
I didn't ride the dragster, and I don't want to do the second one.
Yeah, that's one ride I've never actually ridden. It was either just a crazy long line, or it was broken down as one or the other. All right, so we move to question number two. There's a new viral video that shows Taylor Swift at the Grammys after party stopping to tip some servers with cash and telling them, thank you so much for all of your hard work. That's a great story. Very cool of her to do. True or false? Taylor Swift has won the most Grammys for the Album of the Year award. Is that true or is that false?
True.
Let's go with question number three. Fans of Handmaid's Tale are going to be happy to learn that production of the sixth and final season of the series is now complete and will premiere sometime this spring. Which actress plays the role of Offred in the TV adaptation of The Handmaid's Tale?
No idea. But I'll
say Glenn Close. Let's go there. Absolutely. We're glad you guessed. You never know. Question number four. Fox is launching a new mobile game app today. Maybe this is something Jen can play in the hallway.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Sounds right up her alley.
To waste her time as we're playing around at Trump Tui. So it's based on the hit reality singing competition show The Masked Singer, and it's going to have players trying to clear levels by shooting bubbles.
Sounds like something she likes.
100% sounds like something she's going to download. I bet she will say that during the question. Just guessing. Name at least one of the four original judges on The Masked Singer.
Oh gosh, I can picture him, but I can't think of his name. Or their names.
McCarthy. Okay, let's go with question number five. Travis Scott has some big ideas for future collaborations, and two names at the top of the list might surprise you. He said, this might be crazy, and I quote, but I would love to get Taylor Swift or Sabrina Carpenter on a hook, end quote. Which 2018 album by Travis Scott became his first to debut at number one on the Billboard chart?
No idea, but back to you.
Let's go with that. Absolutely. All right, we're going to see how many of the five you answered correctly. Then we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and ask her those same five questions next on Star 102.
Hey, Tim, quick question. Will Jen ever win again? It's been back-to-back losses.
Well, Keith of North Olmsted answered five questions a minute ago when you were out of the studio. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Producer Stevie, how did Keith do?
Keith got three.
Oh.
Good job, Keith.
Three correct today. Let's ask Jen those same five questions, beginning with question number one. And a Cedar Point spokesperson said that Top Thrill 2 should be ready to open on opening day, May 3rd. The manufacturer is currently finishing modifications to the ride's vehicles. Quick question to you. Easy question for you. Would you ride Top Thrill 2?
No.
We move on to question number two. I'm kidding. Fine, you won't.
Same.
Would
Keith
you?
Said he would. Keith said he would ride it. Didn't
would you,
Keith?
Keith?
All right.
Yes.
Keith would ride it. Question number two. A new viral video shows Taylor Swift at the Grammys after party stopping by to tip some servers in cash with cash and telling them, thank you so much for all of your hard work. True or false? Taylor Swift has won the most Grammys for the Album of the Year award.
False.
True.
That is true. Question number
three.
That
was my second guess.
It was. Like it's one or the other. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, right there.
Yep, right.
Question number three. Fans of The Handmaid's Tale will be happy to learn that production on the sixth and final season of the series is now complete and will premiere sometime this spring. Which actress plays the role of Alfred in the TV adaptation of The Handmaid's Tale?
Elizabeth Moss.
It is Elizabeth Moss. A lot of close-ups. A lot of tears.
A lot of
close-ups and tears. A lot of it. Right there.
She's good at that.
Question number four. Fox is launching a new mobile app game today, Fox, based on the hit reality singing competition show, The Masked Singer. It'll have players trying to clear levels by shooting bubbles. Name at least one of the four original judges on The Masked Singer.
Jenny McCarthy.
One of them. Robin Thicke and Jong. Also, Nicole Scherzinger.
Thank you.
Question number five.
Comes down to this.
To tie it?
No, you're tied.
Oh, we're tied
now.
You
are tied. Okay. So what happens if you get this?
Your favorite.
What if you miss it? But I'm just for people that are new to the show.
Thank you, Tim.
Question number five. Travis Scott has some big ideas for future collaborations, and two names at the top of the list might surprise you. He said, and I quote, this might be crazy, but I would love to get Taylor Swift or Sabrina Carpenter on a hook, end quote. Which 2018 album by Travis Scott became his first to debut at number one on the Billboard chart?
It was I Heart Kylie.
Tiebreaker.
Wasn't he with her at that time? I don't know.
Astroworld!
Oh, Astroworld.
Does that mean it rings a bell?
Sure does.
Probably the only word you know associated.
That is right.
Besides
now, what was
Kylie.
That song I liked? Remember there was that one,
please
Timothy?
Sing it. Please no. sing it. Timothy? No. Oh, man. I have never rooted harder for Keith right now. Timothy. All right, so we're going to get to a tiebreaker question that is next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is tiebreaker time during a round of Trump Tui. You both answered three correctly, so here's a tiebreaker question. You know how this works. I'm going to give you a question. You're going to answer closest to the actual number without going over. Whoever's closest wins. The timer is still involved. Jen Tui will write down her answer the same time as Keith is giving me his answer. We're going to go back to question number five. We're going to go back to Travis Scott. How many followers on Instagram does Travis Scott have? Closest to the actual number of followers without going over is today's winner. Here's your timer.
1 million.
1 million followers. Jen Tui?
25 million.
He has 58.8 million followers on Instagram. God. That means this round goes to Jen.
This is Keith from North Olmsted, and I did not trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.